This is Thurman Scrivener with the Living Savior Ministries. We're glad to have you with us today. We're going to be teaching some good stuff from the Word of God that we invite you to stay with us. And at the end of the program, we'll tell you how you can get all these teachings. These are usually ongoing teachings. And so we'll be happy to send them to you free and postpaid, and we'll tell you how to do that at the end of the show. We're glad to have you with us, and now we're going to go into the teaching. And remember, Jesus is Lord.
If the King were to come back tonight in the church, first of all, let me ask you this question. How many of you would be just like I was 30 years ago? If you said, Thurman, you have faith, I'd have said, I have faith. I didn't know what it meant. I had no idea what it meant to really have faith. And I'm not too sure I understand it today. You know, but I understand a little of it anyway. Because I am seeing the Lord answer some of my prayers. I am seeing God do some great and wonderful things. Aren't we, Will? We're seeing Him do some things. So we must have a little bit of faith, right? But He wants us to have how much faith? Great faith. And that's what He said. He wants us to have great faith. That's what He's training us up to be, people of great faith. How do we know that? He's conforming us into the image of His own dear Son. Now, did His Son, Jesus, did He have great faith? Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. In fact, whenever some of the disciples were sent out to pray, when He said, now I'm going to empower you guys with power to go out and heal the sick, save the lost, cleanse the lepers, and raise the dead. So they went out and began to preach the word, and people got saved. They began to lay hands on the sick and drive out demons, and they come back in Matthew chapter 10, and just a few verses later, and said, Lord, even the demons are subject to us in Your name. He said, I know, I've given You power over them. But then just a little bit later, they run into a young man that had an epileptic demon in him. And they rebuked it and commanded it to leave, and he didn't go away. And they thought, whoa, this didn't work. Now, why did this not work? We rebuked this devil. Now, see, they happened to run into one that was a little more persistent. You know, you run into those kind of people out there all the time, don't you, Oscar? You know what I'm talking about. Some people that are good people, when you turn your light on, they pull right off and stop, right? And some of them don't, like the video we saw the other night when you turned your lights on. He didn't pull off and stop. He was very persistent, and we saw a 10-minute chase through the streets of Dallas with him behind a guy. Awful. I mean, it's awful, you know, what the devil does. And some of those people out there, you run into these people all the time, though, don't you? I mean, good people are easy to stop and to talk nice. They just broke the law, whatever. But when you get a really hoodlum. I mean, these guys are not nice. You know, that's when I wouldn't want to be what he is. I'm glad he's a police officer. Lord, I pray for him. I ask You to protect him, watch over him. But Lord, I'm glad he's doing that, not me. You know, so glad, Lord. You know, but I know You empower him to do what You empower him to do. And I know You send angels to walk around him, protect him too. And I'm so grateful that You take care of Your children. All of us being called to do something different. But the Lord is telling us that we need to be very persistent in what we're doing because the faith that we have, which we think we have a little bit of faith, but if you're not seeing God demonstrate Himself in power and authority, you have very little faith. Very little. If you're not seeing God answer prayers, just to give you an example the other day. The other day, Cheryl was, and some of you heard me tell the story already, but it's a good example. She's my best teaching aid I have. You know, the other day she was putting her makeup on to go speak to a men's group to raise money for these children. She does this every year for all different, and the morning she's trying to get all pretty and fixed up really nice and everything, because she's going to stand before a bunch of men. And men like to look at a pretty woman. That's just the way men are. You know, so she wants to be exceptionally pretty because she wants them to give her money for these children. You know, she's smart. So she wants to put on a little bit more eyelash or stuff or whatever. And when she does, she sticks the thing in her eye. I mean, she hits her eye with it, and her eye starts running, and now the makeup is running. She's having all kinds of problems, and she's not near as beautiful as she thinks she wants to be. And so she calls me and says, honey, you got to pray. Well, I prayed. Well, she leaves, and 20 minutes later, she's down the freeway, and she's getting close to being there, and she called back and said, honey, you got to pray again. And I just told her, I said, I prayed, and I prayed in faith. It's done. Now see, is that bold, violent faith? See, that time I didn't pray a second time. I was just felt led that I prayed once, and when I prayed a while ago, I prayed in faith, and it's done. And I was just about that bold with her. I said, honey, I prayed with you a while ago. It's done. Just thank God for your healing. She called me back 10 minutes later. She said, within 5 minutes after I called you, my eye was completely clear. Now Jesus understands, and He loves faith, doesn't He? We're standing on His Word. It's His promise. And He expects you and me to believe those with no doubt in our heart. And when we stand on His Word, He shows up for you and me every time. But what if you don't have faith? What if the disciples, what he's talking about when that epileptic demon, these boys couldn't cast this demon out. So they're dumbfounded. We've been speaking to demons lately, but this one ain't leaving. So Jesus shows up and said, what's wrong? And the man says, sir, I brought my son to your disciples to heal him, and they could not. And this is one of those cases where Jesus, I can just see him now looking over at his boy and say, you foul, you unbelieving, no faith critters. How would you like for Jesus to look at you and talk to you like that? He said, bring the boy to me. And the man said, Lord, if you can do anything, please help me. He said, what do you mean, if I can do anything? He said, if you can believe, nothing shall be impossible with you. Now, what kind of power do we have from the King if we can believe? All. We got to remember that. It's all. So Jesus cast out the devil, commanded the beast to leave, and a little boy was thrown down on the floor. That raging demon threw that little boy down. Everybody said, good grief, he's dead. Jesus said, no, he's okay. No problem. Just pick him up. He's fine. And it says, they came to him by night and said, Lord, why could we not cast out this demon? He said, because you have no faith. Why can we not do anything? Because we don't have any faith. He said, now this kind is a very powerful demon, and this one comes out only by prayer and fasting. Fasting? Lord, what does that mean? That means going without food and pray. Lord, going without food? I mean, if we were to miss a meal, we'd die. I mean, that's what some of us think. You know, I called a guy called me from Australia here a while back, and he was having trouble with his son. And as we were talking, I said, well, you know, to find out really what's wrong with your son, I said, probably if you just pray and fast, I said, God would reveal to you what your son's problem is. He says, pray and do what? I said, fast. He said, what does fast mean? I said, you mean you're a Christian and you don't know what fasting means? He said, no. I said, you go to church? He said, yes. I said, your church has never taught on fasting? He says, no, never heard that. I said, I go every Sunday, but I ain't never heard nothing about fasting. I said, sir, it means going without food. He said, completely? I said, yes, just drink water. He said, well, how long do I have to do this? I said, well, probably within 3 days you could get your answer. He said, 3 days? Nobody can go without food for 3 days. I'd die. I told him, no, sir. I can assure you, you won't die in 3 days. I said, I've done a 3-day, a 7-day, a 10-day, a 12-day, a 14, and an 18-and-a-half-day fast, and it didn't kill me. I said, I'm still alive and well. So I said, I can assure you, if it's any comfort at all, I mean, I've done a 3-day the first time, and I had no problem with hunger pains. Then later, I did a 7-day, but I asked the Lord to help me to take away my hunger pains. And then after the 7-day, I did a 10, and then later I did a 12, and then later I done a 14. And then I said, my wife and I together done an 18-and-a-half-day with water only. And I said, yeah, we were a little bit weak at 18-and-a-half days, but I said, you know, we were okay. So I said, I can assure you that you won't die doing without food for 3 days. You know. But, you know, I mean, I could go back to my church, the one I was raised up in, the Baptist church. I mean, I know that when it comes to the word fast, we thought in the Baptist church that the Lord left the E out. You know, he put F-E-A-S-T-I-N-G because we do a lot of feasting in the Baptist church. Don't we, Ty? And we love that, don't we? Oh, yeah. Yes, when Ty and I go out of town together and we feast. I mean, this last week, you know, we went up to Branson, spent 3 days up there, and we didn't do no fasting, did we? No, we feasted, didn't we, Eldon? We didn't do no fasting. We went out of town to have fun, and we feasted, and probably eat a little too much, you know, but we didn't fast. We feast. But God doesn't mind for you to feast once in a while, but he expects you to do a little fasting once in a while, too, and fast and pray and seek his face, and so he can reveal to you the truth of the Word of God. And sometimes that's the only way you can get that answer is by praying and fasting. Because this case here, Jesus clearly told them, if you boys want to have power to cast out this demon, you're going to have to pray and fast. And so I think about the praying and fasting, the times I've done that, and then I think about the young man that was sitting right there Saturday at the healing school, Randy. Some of you know Randy, but Randy, August a year ago, Randy had been on 26 different medicines, and he had had epileptic seizures for like 10 or 12 years, sometimes 2 or 3 or 4 a week, even with the medication. And he was having a difficult time keeping a driver's license or anything else because of these seizures. And he didn't know what the problem was. Well, he started going to church at Denton. And his pastor up there, which knew me, which had been here a lot of times, he knew of our ministry. He brought him to a healing school. And when Randy, I told him, I said, son, you got to repent of your sins. And if you do, then I will drive that devil out of you and Jesus will heal you. And so Randy repented of his sins August a year ago at a healing school in Justin. And he had a big leather jacket on that day because he was riding a bike. And he had all those bottles of pills in it. He said, now, what am I supposed to do about my medicine if I believe God? I said, well, son, that's between you and God. I don't tell anybody to throw away your medicine. I said, if God tells you to throw away, you seek him. I believe with all my heart Jesus has heard my prayer. He's delivered you from this epileptic demon and that you're healed. And I didn't realize he had all kinds of other problems too. I mean, heart problems, kidney problems, liver problems. I didn't know how many problems Randy had until Saturday. You know, but at the break Saturday, he came up and told me, he said, Thurman, I didn't just have epilepsy. I had all these other things. That's why I was taking 26 different drugs.
We have to stop right there, but if you'd like these teachings in their entirety, if you would give us a call at 940-242-2106, 940-242-2106, or you can go to the web at www.tlsm.org. And there you can order all these things free and postpaid. And remember, Jesus is Lord.